Hello and welcome to this episode of Perspective on Athletics, Big Thinking for Small Colleges. I'm Mark Majeski, and I host these episodes every Tuesday morning at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time. And you can also find archived episodes on our website at MajeskiAthleticConsulting.com or find us on iTunes. Today, we're talking about student-athletes again and what you can learn from your student-athletes. We're going to take a look at things from the student-athlete perspective and what we found with our years of research talking with student-athletes at the collegiate level. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to Perspective on Athletics, Big Thinking for Small Colleges. I'm Mark Majeski, and I host these webcasts each Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time. And we talk about a variety of relevant and important topics to the management and leadership of intercollegiate athletics programs. And we pay particular attention to the small college environment. And today, for this episode, we're going to talk about something related to the student-athlete experience. And it's really coming from our research, our work with campuses and student-athletes in particular, trying to better understand the student-athlete experience and what we've learned from this work and how we've helped other campuses really do a better job of understanding and improving their student-athlete experience. So that's what we're going to talk about today and go through a few common themes and give you a few things to think about here as you look at your own programs. So, again, if you happen to not be joining us live, you can always find us online at MajeskiAthleticConsulting.com for all of our podcast archives, as well as you can find us on iTunes. Go ahead and look us up, subscribe, and give us a good review. We'd love to hear your thoughts. So, again, back to the topic today, what we can learn from student-athletes is what we're going to talk about today, and it really, as I said, is based on our research and work with campuses and their student-athlete populations, and we've really uncovered some insights that have been very helpful for many campuses. And I think many athletic directors and their staffs feel that they have the pulse of their student-athletes, and many, in fact, do have good relationships with their student-athletes, and there's a lot of good communication, perhaps. However, we have found that there are some areas that are often missed because they're just things that aren't typically part of conversations between student-athletes and administrators, or usually a part of any annual assessment instrument that departments may use. So these themes are what we've kind of come away with as the most prominent. There are lots of things that may come up on individual campuses, and each campus has its own particular set of issues or concerns, but these are the things that typically are found on most campuses within the student-athlete population and are important for all of us to really understand and learn from. So the themes that typically emerge on all campuses are related to really four areas that I'm going to talk to you about today. And the first one is integration into campus life, the student body, and in particular, how student-athletes feel they are perceived and received on campus as a part of the overall student body and the campus environment. The second theme is related to time management. And as you can imagine, student athletes' lives are very busy, and this is an important aspect of their lives. The third theme that we hear commonly is related to communication with the athletics administration, or in many cases, really the lack of communication that exists with student-athletes. And lastly, an important aspect of their lives is the identity of student-athletes as both a student and as an athlete. And as you might imagine, most student-athletes have spent their lives involved in athletics. It's a big part of their own self-identity and self-worth. And moving into collegiate athletics sometimes puts them in a position where other people do not understand their lives as student-athletes. So those are some of the key themes that we see, and we want to now just talk through each of these things, and I want to highlight a few things that we've learned over the years of working with student-athletes to help you maybe take a look at what's going on your own campus. So the first theme we've talked about is this integration concept into campus life in particular. But integration is an important concept at small colleges in particular, because especially for the Division III philosophy, it is a vital part of what athletics is supposed to be about, is really integrating athletics into the overall campus environment. Division II talks about it, but really any small campus, no matter what level of athletics, is really concerned about integrating student athletes and athletics into the overall environment. And some things come out as we talk about this with student athletes. And one thing is, athletes feel there is a stigma attached to being a student athlete. And this is especially true at highly selective institutions. Student athletes talk about feeling that there is almost a prejudice from other students and even faculty. And the feedback that we get is that students on campus, some faculty, they have this preconceived notion that student athletes are not capable of performing academically on par with other students. They also hear that other students think that the student athletes must have somehow been admitted under some special admission privileges because they couldn't have had the same academic record as the typical student. So these things are what student athletes perceive. Some of them talk about hearing these types of things come out of other people's mouths, whether it's students or even some faculty. But it's surrounding this feeling that they feel somehow a stigma attached to who they are because they are participating in athletics on your campus. Another thing that comes out related to integration is this pressure to participate in other things on campus. You know, student athletes are participating in athletics because it's their passion. It's what they want to be involved in. And between athletics and academic commitments, those are the two things that really dominate student athletes' time. And most student athletes don't feel that they're missing out on any other essential campus life activities. However, on many campuses, student athletes can be viewed as either antisocial or at least not engaged in some of these other campus life activities, whether it's a career fair or it's a play or it's some other student life sponsored activity. But it's simply often that student athletes just don't have enough time. And if they have a little bit of free time, they're going to use it for something else that they are truly interested in. But there is this perception that student athletes are just not engaging enough in student life. This is a bigger issue, I think, in Division III, where there's been a big push lately to reduce playing and practice seasons for the purpose of allowing student athletes to engage in other campus activities. However, if you ask student athletes, they aren't really interested. If a student athlete is really interested in going to a play or being in a play or participating in student government, they find a way to make it happen. But there's this perception that athletics is occupying too much time and preventing student athletes from engaging on campus. And if you ask the student athletes, that simply is not the case. Lastly, I think student athletes talk a lot about being misunderstood. They feel that most people on campus, again, faculty, staff, and other students, they don't have any idea the time commitment required to participate in athletics. And while they realize people don't understand that, they talk about almost a lack of respect for what student athletes do, because people don't have this understanding of what it takes to be a student athlete, they don't understand and acknowledge that they are performing academically the same work as every other student on campus, and on top of that, they are engaged in many, many hours a week of athletics activities and sometimes a part-time job and whatever else may occupy their time. But they feel that there's just a lack of understanding about what the life of a student athlete is really like. A second theme that comes out is related to time and time management. And like I said, as you can imagine, the lives of student athletes are extremely busy. And the reality is it leaves little time for much anything else. Classes and studying take up the majority of student athletes' time. You throw in athletics activities, those are the next in line, and it takes a whole lot of hours each week as well. And that leaves little time for anything else except maybe sleep. Student athletes talk about the lack of time to socialize or relax, not in regard to that they're missing out on something, but they see what other students do and they say, how do they have so much time to just relax and sit around, watch TV or play video games? Because student athletes' lives are so full that when they look at other people on campus, they just don't understand how there can be so much extra time. But again, student athletes don't feel they're missing out on anything. Their lives are simply full. This time issue really forces student athletes to become time management experts as well. Their rigid and busy schedules force student athletes to become exceptional managers of their time in order to fit everything in. And the interesting thing is that if you talk to student athletes, many of them will say that during the off season, when they're not spending as many hours on athletics activities, they often get a bit too lazy and their lives become less productive and less effective and efficient because they have more time on their hands. So being busy is a good thing, but because there are so many, there is so much to do within each day, it forces student athletes to learn how to set priorities, how to manage their time to make sure that they get everything done. The last point related to time is that, as I already mentioned earlier, their passion is the priority for student athletes. And we found as we asked student athletes, if you could add two or three more hours in a day magically, how would you spend it? You know, the priorities that they have for that extra time would be either working out and conditioning activities or time for sleep. They feel that they don't have enough time to get good rest sometimes because their lives are so demanding with their athletic schedules and their studying and their classes. But they also said, hey, if I can get in the weight room another hour a week or another hour a day, I would do that, because they want to perform at the highest levels possible. Now, they manage to get their athletic, their academic commitments done because they know that that's the priority. They want to spend more time conditioning. They want to spend some more time sleeping if they have the opportunity. But again, here is where the feedback says student athletes don't feel that they're missing out on other activities on campus. They are spending their time where their passions lie. And sometimes other people on campus don't understand that. A third theme that we hear a lot about is related to communication. And as you think about it, the communication is important, we know, for any type of organization or environment. The issue with athletic departments seems to be that the communication rarely funnels down to the student athlete level, which I think is a big mistake here. What we hear is that there's a lack of understanding related to decision-making processes in the department. If you ask most student athletes, they say they do not understand how decisions are made within the department. And in fact, you might get conflicting opinions on what is important within the department, depending on which student athlete you ask, because the way that they are experiencing or viewing or interpreting things based on their own experiences in the department. So there's generally just a lack of understanding about why things are done, how decisions are made, and what most student athletes will do is just fall back to making assumptions about what is important and the reasons why. So for example, well, football is more important, or men's basketball is more important, and they get everything, but that's just the way it is. And while they may come to some sort of resolution like that, those types of feelings can build and really add to other bad feelings when it's really not based on anything factual. So clarifying the decision-making process and how and why things are happening in the department goes a long way to help the communication for student athletes. Another point is, like I just said, individual interpretation leads to a lot of misinformation for student athletes. If there's little or no communication, student athletes make their own judgments, make up their own minds about how administrators feel about their sport and its importance in the overall department plan. Then, you know, they often might discuss things with their teammates or with other student athletes on another team, and all of a sudden they start having this conversation about how things are based on their perceptions, their interpretations of actions or lack of action, and it can lead to a much bigger issue within a team or within a group of teams in the department. The issue here is that without actual information, student athletes are forced to make assumptions and interpret what little information they might be able to pull together. You know, another issue related to communication is the Student Athlete Advisory Committee and the fact that most SAC groups are highly ineffective. And most student athletes, if you ask them, don't understand the role of SAC, if they even understand what SAC is on the campus or in the department. And most of them also feel that SAC doesn't communicate any meaningful information. SAC seems to be a group that organizes community service events, may organize some social events for student athletes, but in its best form, the SAC group is meant to really act as a liaison with the student athlete population and the administration and allow those SAC leaders to carry messages back to the student athletes and vice versa. So the SAC group is meant to represent the views and opinions and concerns of the student athletes, but that rarely happens just because there is usually not effective communication set up between SAC and the administration. Lastly, related to communication, student athletes want to feel valued. And the simple act of engaging student athletes in a discussion, in a focus group, or even a survey about their experiences and what they are going through day to day validates their existence and really acknowledges their importance to the athletic department. Student athletes want to be heard, and more importantly, they want to feel understood. And if there is no communication, there's no effort coming from the athletics administration to ask student athletes what they are feeling and experiencing, they feel like they don't matter. They feel like their experience is marginalized. It doesn't matter, and people just don't care about what they're experiencing. You know, the last significant theme that we talk about here is the identity for student athletes. Because sports have been a part of these student athletes' lives for so many years, it really is a part of who they are. And they see themselves as athletes, but more often than not, they also view themselves as students. They've chosen to participate in small college athletics, if that's where we're focusing, because of what they can find there. They can get a great education and still continue to pursue their passion for their sport. And there is a tremendous pride. Student athletes are proud of being athletes. They want to be acknowledged for the commitment, the dedication, and what they are doing with so much of their time. But they also take pride in their academic performance as well. So that's why earlier when I talked about the campus integration aspect of people making assumptions about the academic abilities of student athletes that really bothers them. And especially on these highly selective institutions where all student athletes are performing academically as well or better in some cases than other students, it really is offensive to student athletes for people to assume that they are not on the same level academically. We talked a little bit about this, that there's this bias and prejudice that that student athletes feel. And again, at many highly selective institutions, student athletes can feel this from faculty and other students. And it's this idea that assumptions are being made about their academic ability and their admissions credentials. And it can vary sport by sport. Sometimes you find that within a campus or within an athletic department even, there are assumptions made about a particular program. So baseball players tend to not perform academically as well as the cross-country teams, for instance. Or women's soccer teams perform better than the men's soccer teams. And it may not, in fact, be true at all, but there are these assumptions and these biases and prejudices that can exist even within the department, but certainly outside of the department. And you need to be aware of these things, and athletes certainly hear these things, feel these things, and interpret them as a part of their experience. The other thing that student athletes talk about that they have to deal with is this idea that some people are, there's a misguided passion. Student athletes are spending so much time on athletics, and faculty or others might not be able to understand it and feel that it's a waste of time. Or at least sometimes they think it's just something that occupies way too much of a student's time, and with so little time to go around, they should be focused on their academics primarily. And so the student athletes just simply feel that other people do not understand how important athletics is to their overall educational experience, and it impacts them. And if you get student athletes talking about it, again, they feel offended, they feel slighted, they feel marginalized, they feel as though they are not taken as seriously as other students on this campus because somehow their chosen passion is athletics instead of being in theater or music or an academic discipline doing research. They somehow feel people think athletics is not as important. And for these student athletes, it's very important to their experience. So those are four themes that, again, we've come across time and time again as four primary themes that come out when we talk to student athletes. And on your campus, you may have some of this, you may not have any of it, but I guarantee you at least will find out some of these things if you engage your student athletes in conversations, in some sort of annual assessment to ask what their experiences are like. And I think that most campuses do not do any kind of assessment of their student athlete experience, which is a mistake. It really is such a vital part of how your operation is running on campus there, and it's important to understand your primary customers. You know, if student athletes weren't there, none of you would have jobs. And I think it's reasonable to say we've got to make sure we engage our primary customers and get feedback so that we can adjust and adapt and make sure we're providing the best possible experiences. So some sort of annual assessment measure is critical. So many people do surveys at the end of each season. What I've found over and over again is that these surveys are poorly done, and even if it's a halfway decent survey, you collect all this information, and what do you do with it? You might look it over, you might talk with your coaches about it, but are you doing anything meaningful with it? Are you compiling it? Are you tracking it over time? Because these are the things that will actually help you do things that will improve your department. The whole idea here is that by listening to your student athletes, engaging them, you will uncover and reveal things that you probably didn't know. You will validate their experiences, and you will help provide yourselves and the rest of campus with meaningful data that shows just what your athletic experience is doing for your student athlete population. It's a big part of their experience, and we need to be able to demonstrate how important it is and the reasons that they come to your campuses and the role that athletics plays. So we're going to wrap up with that here, but I want to thank everybody for joining us today. And as always, find these episodes archived on our website at MajeskiAthleticConsulting.com and find us on iTunes. Give us a great review, and we'd love to hear from you. Give us some feedback. We would love to engage more of you in these webcasts. So thanks again for joining us on Perspective on Athletics, Big Thinking for Small Colleges. I'm Mark Majeski, and until next time, have a great day. We'll